Yeah, so this is them rushing the encampment, rushing to f-ing put their sleeping bags down. And 80% of you children have no f-ing idea what life is like there.
Not everywhere has
as freedom as you. You could be a f-ing astronaut in space in Arizona because you feel like it. You could be stuck in the woods with either a man or a bear. What would you like to be stuck in the woods with? All right, everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher. This is Alex. Let's get this show f***ing started. All right, dude, it's been a crazy week. It's been busy. How's your week been? Tell me.
Uneventful.
Uneventful? I think there's a lot of events that you're not disclosing.
I mean, people already know that we're closed down office-wise. So it was just me moving my stuff from my office back to my house. Other than that, not really too much going on besides waiting on some possible contracts. And
so Ivy League Medics is done, finito for sure.
Yeah, for now, but we'll be back.
And he does have discounted IVs available for those who need them.
We'll be back
stronger than ever. If you could be stuck in the woods with either a man or a bear, what would you like to be stuck in the woods with?
What's my relationship with them? With a
no context.
How, like, that's just it? I'm yep. stuck in the woods with a man or a bear. Am I being hunted by either the man and no or the context. Bear? I'll take the bear.
Take the bear.
I'll take the bear.
I would also take the man. But apparently on TikTok, it is a big trend right now where people are asking, would you take your daughter, your girlfriend, your wife, and leave them alone in the woods with a bear or a man? So as a father, I said, I'd much rather a bear, because alone in the woods with no consequence, no conscience, I don't know what the context is. I would hope that men would be, you know, for a child's sake, nice. But if you're like, okay, it's post-apocalyptic, or why are they out there in the first way? Was she taken out there or like lost in family, whatever? There's no good alternative to be alone with a grown man that's like not familiar. Unless it's family, you know, somebody that's protected or that is in control of the situation in a responsible manner. So I'd much rather my daughter be eaten by a bear personally than to be mauled by a man, and that to the emotional scarring to go over decades of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife didn't understand that. And then I had to tell her, I was like, well, because if something bad did happen, if there was an assault, if there was a physical abuse of some sort, I'd much rather our daughter just die. And apparently that's drastic to say. But as a man, I would probably take a man that I can fight with a stick or, you know, punch him in the groin if need be. So
I know I can take the bear.
Yeah, you could take
the bear. I could take the bear one-on-one.
Bears are always hungry. They're never not hungry. So if you ever think you could fight a bear, you're f***ed.
I'm just as hungry as the bear is.
Have you ever seen the bear with the string out of its butt?
Have you ever seen me with a string out of my butt?
There was a bear with worms that was running down the street in like a suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
Alaskan bears. So if you had to fight that and saw this giant white worm that's probably a tapeworm that's 200 feet long coming out of this bear's ass, do you want to come out of that bear's ass?
I mean, I'll be dead. It doesn't matter what I think anymore at that point.
You'll be staring from wherever afterlife you enjoy, looking at yourself coming out the other end going, there was a better option. If only I had seen that X post Chris showed me 2 months ago, I wouldn't have done this. Why did I do this?
No.
It's definitely better to not be.
I would not be coming out of that bear's ass.
Mr. Martinez, out of left field.
You know,
is now hibernation.
My buddy and I had a conversation the other day when we were eating at Brahms, and it started off with how many geese could you take on at a time? It was one of the, it was
100 geese or 100, you know, human sized geese.
It started off like as, so you get one melee weapon of your choice, and just what you have on. And the increment of it is like 1, 5, 10, 20, 40. It goes up by like increments of that. And then it switched from like geese to then chicken. And I'm like, I think with geese, I could probably get like 60 to 80 for sure. In an arena style with just a melee weapon.
I'd say no weapon. I'd kill every single 100, 500. It'd be real easy. Even if they're biting you, your physical strength should be enough to snap their beaks.
After a while, you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
And you're going to get overrun. You're not going to have time. You're just going to eat raw geese.
Yeah.
Not afraid of like salmonella or anything.
That's a later issue.
I mean, if you're going to keep on fighting these geese, it's going to go on forever. It's just infinite waves.
Salmonella is cured with penicillin, right?
This is an arena of just infinite waves of geese.
Infinite? I thought you said it was like 100 or 200.
Well, yeah, but it's waves. It comes in waves. You get like a 5-minute break in between these waves.
That VR game where it's the Eternity Dungeon.
Yeah.
You get like 30 seconds after pulling a bow like this over and over again, and your arm gets so tired. I mean, like I'm pulling this bow and you feel the tension and the rumble and you just keep going after all these orcs and it's wave after wave. I got up to like 240 in 16 minutes. And I'm telling you, I've never had the burn in my tricep like I had shooting orcs with this bow and arrow. If you haven't checked it out, it's this stupid dungeon game on the browser of the VR or Oculus. It's a fun game, but the kids are like, this is tiring. And I'm like, yeah, I got this. Big dad mode.
Yeah, if you're tired by that, just imagine you get to like 100, a wave of 100 geese coming at you all at once. And they're just determined to take you out. And then it switched from geese to then chickens. But now with the chickens, you get like light armor and.
You need to make a game just like this. Like you fight 100 lizards.
I think I was wrong with the geese. The geese, you don't get any weapons on that part. You were right on that part.
Even if you broke a neck and then used that as a, you know.
Yeah.
They got a long whipping neck. Quack,
quack. With a chicken, it's like light armor. You get a melee weapon, and then you get a shield. Or for the chicken, you can either do double melees, or you can just do a shield.
Like they're pecking, sure, but they're not going to fly because they can only jump so high.
But their claws.
Yeah, but only your feet.
Yeah, they can attack you pretty good.
They can't jump very high.
They can jump a reasonable amount.
They can't jump as high as 6'5".
With waves of chicken eventually coming at you, they're going to get to your face.
Oh, yeah, if I trip.
And then after the chicken, it was the bear.
Okay. So with a bear, I'd probably, if you had one weapon to use on a bear.
With a bear, it was.
No firearms. One weapon.
With a bear, it was medium to like heavy armor. Mm-hmm. And your choice of you get a shield and then you get two other weapons of your choice. And I think what I ended up going with was a shield, a short sword, like a gladiator style sword. And then the like gladiator style, like net system to kind of like trap the bear.
Ah, okay. Much, much more understandable now. Well, where'd that come from with you and your friend? Where that was just bullshitting?
Yeah, we were just bullshitting.
Like the bear versus the gorilla. Which one would win in a fight? Gorillas aren't winning. The bear has knives on their finger blades. Their claws mm-hmm. are like kitchen knives. When they extend those, they go like Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that comes from. That's them growing their claws out when they get angry, and it's just shh. So do you have a 500-pound Wolverine that can run as fast as 20 miles or something like that, miles per hour, faster than you. That's the idea. And that's what's so funny to me is that people would choose a gorilla because they think, like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to matter. The same way that, you know, and funny enough, all these like battle arenas. I've been seeing all these kids in college campuses. You know what's going on right now? Mm-hmm. These people are walking up. There's protests for Hamas and Israel and basically Palestinian peace, and or not really peace, the ceasefires and Palestinian autonomy. All these massively retarded, and I'm going to say that uncensored, liberal idiots that don't understand what's happening over there. Like, sure, these people are oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, oh no, Alan, I'm not even going to go there because that'll be cut that. It's like saying that, like, okay,
these people,
no, these people are in a cage that is Palestine and Gaza and whatnot. And their land is being taken from them. Sure. Mm-hmm. But they have refused at every turn to negotiate or compromise or to make peace. I understand Israel can be cheers to Israel. They're not the best people. America's not the best people either. Everyone's just trying to get along, get what they need, make sure their people are taken care of. Just deal with your people. Now, the reports are coming out that these kids are chanting death to America at every university where the encampments are. It's gotten so bad that there's been massive arrests. All right, so we're just going to click the first top story, right? This is live right now. Columbia says it will expel students for occupying Hamilton Hall. So they've come up a lot of these places. It's almost like the 100 or 1,000 chickens in VR. They just come out of nowhere. And it's all these Hamas protesting Israel students mm-hmm. that are attacking a single Jewish student because they wear a Star of David. They beat one bloody.
Really?
Yeah. And they don't even know what the they're fighting for. It is so bad. I'm just going to go to X because this is ridiculous as always. Yeah. So this is them rushing the encampment,
mm-hmm.
rushing to put their sleeping bags down. And 80% of you children have no fucking idea what life is like there. You've never been out of the United States. You don't understand how these people think you are not doing anything for their movement. They would kill you in a moment's notice. And you're defending them. That's like defending Hitler. And you're Jewish. Well, you know, they killed him. And, you know, we attacked him in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we're causing so much distress. But the bigger picture, they're not seeing. You know what I mean? They're not great people. They're sure there's families, innocent people over there too. There's innocent people in Jerusalem and Israel. And I'm not Jewish. I'm barely even Christian. I'm barely even like holy at all. But to say the people that are chanting death to America for the last 25 years.
Would this be akin to the Vietnam protests?
Yeah.
Yeah.
North or South? What does it matter? Have you ever seen that where people were, when the Viet Cong people took over the North
mm-hmm.
and then the Vietnamese people basically extradited here or like were asylumed here and they were looked at like they were the problem. And then you would have very woke people back then going, we marched with you. We fought for you. We wanted your people to stop war. You know, we wanted us to stop killing and bombing and being and murdering you. And then the Vietnamese people were like, oh, which side did you want? The Vietnamese people, North or South. Is there a difference? Yeah, there's a difference. Civil war between North and South. The reason that communism even got there in the first place. If you don't know the history, read a book.
Mm-hmm.
You're in school. You should understand that. I'm not the smartest person in the room. I surround myself with smarter people than me. But this is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, and most of these kids are destroying their schools. Yeah, she got shoved in the back of the head. Don't be in the way. This is Texas A&M, I believe.
Dang.
Yeah, Texas. They're not going to let that stand. They will not let that stand. This is everywhere right now.
God.
They've destroyed hundreds of millions of dollars in property. This is worse than BLM. I didn't support BLM from the start. I'm sorry. I thought it was already shady because they were like, oh, this guy who's like dying in this way that we can't confirm is now the person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust the story. So I wanted more information and every black relative of mine said that I was racist. Big ups, Beyonce. She started it all. Like, you don't know me. You used to call my father the N-word. I was like, his name was N-word Ben. Like, that was what he told us to call him when I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any difference. He was the only black guy in the family. And it was like, yeah, you call me with not the hard R, but the A.
Mm-hmm.
Call me Ben, you know? And we called him that until I was married at 18. And I was like, you know, it kind of seems weird. Like you might, but you're not really like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a daughter who's like super woke and like BLM power, donate all my life savings and they can buy houses and we can't, and reparations will come back around when I'm 90.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, it's just getting started.
Informed today by Harvard that my next paycheck will be my last. So the right wing coup attempt at Harvard continues, but so also will the resistance to the Zionist takeover.
Viva la resistance!
Of free expression.
You don't need to be at Harvard.
And the associated corruption that has come with that.
You don't need to work at Harvard to do what you want to do. Go shout from the rooftops like the people who are saying the end is nigh.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to do that. You don't need to do it in front of a bunch of 18-year-old children who are going, teach me how to be, sir. I need to be in society. Take my 50 pence and make me a better person. Oh, you know what? Death to America. Like, really? Really, really, really? That's how I feel. This is Gaza Encampment Movement, and a panicking Netanyahu just released a video comparing the students' protests on U.S. campuses to Nazi Germany. Netanyahu knows the tide is turning and the time is against him in the racist government. History is being made. Look at how fast. I've never seen a single one of these people at a campsite put it up correctly or this quick. I'm just saying, until they're like, you know what? I could lose my entire scholarship. All the ones who are not about this life too, they're all wearing hijabs, gloves, and masks, kind of like the Antifa fighters.
So they won't get noticed.
So they won't get noticed. Yeah. So they'll be like, no. I'm not really here. Like, they're not going to just drag the whole encampment.
Right. Just get sprayed down by the police.
I wonder how many teachers offered extra credit points. If you go to our campus encampment and give 50 points towards their final.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
If you were in college, would you do something like this?
I don't know the depths of this, so I'd be like...
What do you know about Israel and Hamas?
I know that they're having a fight.
Yeah. Well, October 7th, let me show you what they did, just for context.
And the Gaza bombing?
No.
No?
This is what started it.
What kind of people would kill 1,200 innocent civilians in one day, celebrate it, and then say it never happened? The same kind of people that killed 1,500 of their own people in one day and covered it up. What kind of people would abuse women because of their religious identity and ethnic difference? The same kind of people that abused women because of their religious practice and ethnic identity. What kind of people would kill their opponents and religious dissidents extrajudicially? The same kind of people who have the highest rate of extrajudicial killings in the world. The head of the snake is Iran. The Iranian regime has preached intolerance and genocide while sitting on the UN Human Rights Council. It has murdered, abused, and starved its own people, diverting their budget to fight wars motivated by religious extremism and a desire to dominate the entire Middle East through its proxies, including Hamas.
Yeah, so Iran and them are... Where's the video I saw through these people? Yeah, so I think this is part of it, but this is a bunch of dead people. Just kind of laying there murdered in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a video of the actual... They already shot him a bunch. They're going into homes and murdering people. Yeah. Ricochet didn't, you know, hit him, luckily. But that's the type of people, right?
And that's Hamas?
Hamas fighters, yeah. And then this is it. This is it. This was the this is when the police from Israel IDF fighters got there. This is the music festival after they murdered 1,200 people. They collected them in this bar,
mm-hmm.
a bunch, and then executed them all. And nobody lived. You see how people are dead with their hands up, like begging for their life?
Right.
But you get the point. So they walk around this entire camp and they find 1,200 people dead, executed.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a war zone dropped a bomb. Oh, sorry. Somebody had to look into the eyes of every 1,200 people and say, this is for my cause. That's extremists. And I mean, you can drop a bomb, do your thing. I understand that Hamas or people are saying that we've been associated with Israel has dropped a bunch of bombs onto Palestine and Gaza and destroyed the Gaza Strip, destroyed Gaza. This started it. These were young teenagers to young adults,
mm-hmm.
had nothing to do with any of it.
Right.
They struck at a music festival for no reason. This wasn't some military base. This wasn't some leader's, you know, person they were going to kidnap. It was nothing like that. And then they brutally and tortured hundreds others and murdered them all. And then there was other people that were kidnapped and brutally, you know, tortured, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
The difference of that is extreme evil.
Right.
Anyone does that versus this is gas chambers. Like, just why? What's the purpose of this? There is no, this isn't like showing your strength, because if they wanted to, they would just nuke Gaza. They could just bomb the whole place and say, f*** it. That's what they're going, you're making them do. But apparently they keep putting civilians. So Israel says, I don't know if Israel's killing civilians or not. I don't really stand by Israel or the Jewish state, in my opinion. But the idea is that they're bombing people, and then there's civilians in the wake of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many Hamas fighters from all the bombings anyway, where they did kill civilians, that now you have a Hamas fighter that's the brother of the woman that's dead. You know, they're like, "Fuck it, I'm going to join Hamas." And it's bigger than just Gaza. They're in Iran. They're in the United States. There's Hamas people everywhere. Now you got all these kids, after all of this and the fighting and the murder back and forth that's been going on.
And that protest at Harvard was for?
Is to stop the conquest on Hamas and Palestine. They want Israel to give Palestine back.
To Hamas?
Yeah. Well, technically to the Palestinian people. But it's not about Hamas, you know.
It's not about Hamas.
Even though Hamas has dug hundreds of miles of tunnels all through Israel, Palestine, to Gaza, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And people just allow it. Like, they'll pop up at your kitchen table and go, "Oh, thank you, ma'am. Here's some bread." Like, they're a part of it. What's their goal? They don't have a goal. They just want murder and mayhem. They don't want a free state. They don't want nobody to leave them alone, because if they wanted that, they would have complied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got into a fight when I was younger. I didn't want to fight. The whole idea was, I'm going to hit him hard to where he stops messing with me. And then I had an out. I was like, you know what? Either I hit him hard enough or he hits me hard enough. And one of us quits and we don't talk to each other anymore. That's kind of like war nowadays. Usually somebody hits harder. And then you're like, you know what? It's been fair, fun, we're done. I hit harder that time. I'm fair, fun, done. Didn't talk to the person for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Joel. Point being, somebody's going to raise the stakes too f***ing high here. And people are going to get hurt. Even though people are, tens of thousands of people have been hurt on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, the stakes are already pretty high.
It's just getting worse and worse, to where now these people.
And Hamas is just doing this because, like, it's their belief that they're just going around just murdering all these people because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, because they say that Palestinians started the war on October 7th, but in fact, the occupiers started in 1948, expelling the Palestinians from their country and arresting the youth, their children, their women, and prisons are full of Palestinians. So something like this. Just randomly taking a Palestinian man, the IDF. And I understand the Jewish state has been, Israel has been matters to anyone that's different than them for a long time, especially the media. And like, you understand, there's all kinds of these like statements about how the Jewish people run, the Jewish mob runs Hollywood, have been for the last 60 years, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's not really a conspiracy theory anymore when it's been proven so many times by so many different people. You can't say that aliens don't exist if you have so many corroborating stories across so many different places that have never been connected. It just is. You know what I mean? Not that aliens are real. Sure, they're not great people. They have hate. It is what it is. It's been standing for so long.
Yaakov, you know this is not your house.
Yes, but if I go, you don't go back. So what's the problem? What are you yelling at me? I didn't do this.
But this,
it's easy to yell at me, but I didn't do this.
You are stealing my house.
And if I don't steal it, someone else is going
to
steal it.
No one is allowed to steal it, Yami.
U.S. media almost never report that Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza are living under military occupation. Every day, Israeli soldiers invade Palestinian towns and villages, abduct men, women, and children, beat them, and control their lives and movement. Nearly every week, Israeli forces demolish Palestinian homes, destroy their crops, confiscate Palestinian land, shell Gaza, and kill Palestinians. While Israeli deaths in the conflict are reported by U.S. media, Palestinian deaths, which occur far more often, are usually ignored. Much emphasis is placed on rocket attacks from Gaza, while reports rarely mention that these attacks are in response to Israeli violence and have killed a total of about 30 Israelis. This compared to the more than 4,000 Palestinians who have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. Additionally, U.S. news organizations don't report the history of the conflict or the power of the Israel lobby to procure over $10 million per day of American tax money. Here is what life is like in the West Bank and Gaza. Under international law, these are the Palestinian occupied territories. They are not part of Israel. These are foreign soldiers invading other people's land. Those who get in the soldiers' way are beaten daily, abducted daily, injured daily, terrorized daily.
Good story.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible.
If that's true, I've never heard that side of it. Nobody's ever said that they were under occupy. I know that the borders were. Mm-hmm. Sure, I've heard stories of like them going too far in and causing trouble, but if they're being kidnapped, etc., sure, that would be insane. But there's so much more to this. Monsters that will be hunted forever. Meanwhile, in America, students applaud Hamas and wreak havoc, wreak college campuses, establishment, liberal professors, and students are pure evil. Oh, yeah, they're just shooting people and they got cameras. Over 35 injured, over 240 taken hostage to Gaza. Yeah.
All of us when they continue to take action to decolonize the Red Sea and in order to every country and every people in the region, and all of us around the world are part of an international resistance movement that is on the path to seeing the region from imperialism and all of our world a new collective liberation for all of humanity.
Yeah, so this is the type of people that are teaching your kids.
Good thing I don't have kids.
Well, yeah, but that's my point, is these people just need to be stopped. Netanyahu sure could be killed, and I wouldn't care, but...
I mean, it is so crazy that...
That's nuts. Look, somebody's child is doing this. These are people who were murdered, and they're just... Look at this chunky, woke, depressed, on medication person. This is despicable. I don't understand that. Somebody else's children that were dead. What if it was her? Mm-hmm. Would she want somebody doing that?
Get the out of my face! Get the out of my face! Freeze those people from my
to do what I can. I wanted to show them that I'm strong and that I'm not gonna go away that easily. That they're not gonna take me so easily. I'm gonna fight them. I didn't mind getting killed. I think I preferred that in those moments. I was scared. I was really scared that they're gonna me there and that they're gonna drag me through Gaza streets and parade my body around. So I feared that more than being killed.
Yeah. Group has funded a giant screen outside a UCLA protest encampment showing footage of October 7th Hamas massacre on a loop. Any chance we can get these into central London on Saturday? Happy to organize. That's amazing. I killed 10, Dad. 10 with my own hands.
Jesus.
You haven't seen none of this? You haven't heard any of this?
I mean, besides just the generic stuff that's been going on with Hamas and Israel, I mean, nothing like this.
Yeah, it's been a back and forth in the Middle East.
It's just something that has just not come across any of my feed.
Well, now?
Now it's probably going to show up. Now it's my phone's listening to this conversation right now. And everything after this is probably just going to be a ton of Harvard protests, Hamas, Israel, Palestine.
See, I'm more of the realistic type where I say, okay, there's wartime murders, right? There's wartime deaths. Me and you are at war. One of us dies. That is justified. We understand it. Now, technically, killing and all is like bad. I got it. Oh my God, just wait for me to finish. That is a justified death. We have declared war on each other. We say this is what we're going to do because one of us pissed in somebody else's Cheerios. October 7th was that drastic. I don't care what was done before.
Mm-hmm.
You went out after 1,200 unarmed, just
on a killing spree.
Yeah. Just to be like den John
to civilians,
not the IDF. You didn't make wartime. This was to make a statement. They made the statement, and now they reap the benefits. If Jerusalem or Israel wants to go, okay, we're going to kill 30,000 more of you because you killed 1,000 of ours. They have the right to do that. We would have the right to kill 1,000,000 of you mm-hmm. if you killed 1,200 of ours, and America would kill more than 1,000,000. I'm telling you, if you came and took your little paragliders, where the f*** did they get paragliders, by the way? Because I know people here who paraglide in Oklahoma City, in Woodward. It is an expensive sport. That's like $5,000 a paraglider.
Yeah, I mean, it would basically be like the equivalent of what Japan did to Pearl Harbor in World War II.
Well, because all the fighters flew in on paragliders
mm-hmm.
to that music festival.
Oh, they flew in.
Flew in 2x2. On paragliders and then stole vehicles to leave. Some flew back home, but they literally came in like, "Just bones found, danger raising red." You know, like the Saigon,
right?
Just coming in choppers, like boom, 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 boom.
They basically like did a Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, no, they got down there and then,
right.
I surrender. Still dead.
Yeah.
But they could have taken, I think they only took as many as they could carry or get into vehicles, you know, like, and the brutality was crazy. So I just don't side with them because of what I've seen that's so brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Israel go and just slaughter in a single day even if it was border towns or there was an occupation, they had so many other ways, because there is a military and there are people in Gaza that could have been like, hey, send a message to Americans, to Germany, to somebody. Somebody could have made it more public. There were cell phones there. You all had phones.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of electronics. It's not like they were just cut off and it's some giant encampment like the Germans did to the Jewish, and like nobody's making any calls or postage.
Right.
These people, either if it was some giant genocide that we don't know, or that people as me don't know and never saw for the last 20 years, the only thing that I know about Palestine and Gaza is that in 2001, when I watched the towers go down as an 11-year-old boy, the first thing I saw was my parents and everyone going, what the f-? Because Fox had played a clip of Palestine going, death to America, we struck back, and they weren't the ones that claimed ownership. So that's what I've always known, is that Gaza and Palestine hate America.
Mm-hmm.
They would want to see us dead, even when something bad happens to us. Unjustified. So, yeah, that's I've never really cared for Palestine and Gaza, but if they've been like that to us, sure, I don't care what we've spent or funded since then to Israel, to our other partners. It just needs to end, the ceasefire, whatever. But now it's overflowing to where these dumb children are in college campuses saying that this was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas invasion, Israel, butchers, babies, mass gang, burning whole families alive were just justified. We were all told because of the horrors of life, Gaza, Gazians, and social media terror on their story. Gaza was a de facto independent Hamas state, Hamas thugs. Gaza was a de facto independent Hamas thugs, and their families stole billions in aid and lived in luxury. Wow. Wow, that's a house in Gaza? Wow. Lego spaces. That is some money. Ooh.
Yeah, but it is wild, the indoctrination that's going on over here with some of the educators, for sure.
Well, now all the kids they're occupying the actual buildings and shattering. And the other thing I wanted to show you is, look at how bad, I think it was SCULA or UCLA protest. They went into the public property and was forcibly removed by 50 protesters, locked arms in me, and their bodies pushed me upstairs, almost pushed me down.
Please stop. 1, 2, 3, step.
There's plenty of campus for you.
You want to push me up these stairs? Go for it.
1, 2, 3, step.
Keep going,
guys.
1, 2, 3, step.
I got my legs all locked behind me.
I'm not tripping them, they're tripping me, dude. You guys are pushing me.
Just walk away.
I don't know, it's public space. Mm-hmm. I don't need to walk away. You're trying to intimidate me away.
So I'm crazy. You find their Jewish students and paying tuition are kept out.
On Monday, I am at UCLA. I want to show the apartheid that's going on here today at UCLA. They're not letting Jewish students access sports. None of this is accessible to Jewish students, to parents. I had to go all the way around. This is Royce Hall, which is not accessible. This is the library, which you cannot get access to. There is barricade as well. They have barricaded off this entire area. Beyond where the student and teacher walkout is, but beyond there is a ADA entrance, which is no longer accessible by students or anybody that needs.
I want to go to the college in a wheelchair now. I could sue. I'm just saying, you could sue if there's no ADA. That's an easy lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a medical need to get, you know, my wheelchair up there.
Right beyond there, there is a set of stairs in the green lawn, which is only accessible to the students who have a wristband. I was told when I tried to access it, it is being guarded by people in the encampment. They're not letting any Jewish students up to access any classes. They do not let me up as a parent, as a student that goes to this university, as a parent that pays taxes to a state university. They have taken it over. They have taken over this whole area.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They are, however, letting the encampment walk through this part to use the restroom. So they can walk over here, but we have no access to this side. We are denied access. It has become exactly like what an apartheid is.
This reminds me of Seattle, Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You saw, remember the videos I show you where the encampment and BLM?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they had, like, they literally denied, like, law enforcement and everything else. They made, like, their own little communities and stuff. And, yeah, it was ridiculous.
If they do not sue UCLA and the UCLA security officers, all the students and staff affected by the protests are not allowing them to enter classes, library, and university facilities, say goodbye to their rights as students. Jewish people better wake up, stop voting D, and pick a side. This could go hot very soon. Your allies are not secular left who aligned with themselves with Hamas. They need to be sued. Sue the school. Sue the governor Newsom. I'd sue Newsom in a heartbeat. He's letting this happen. They got to sue the university. That's the problem right here. All the sheep to the fire.
We have witnessed pro-Hamas protesters setting up encampments all over the country.
So this kid tried to get in to his dorms, and he got smacked around, and they did that 1-2-3 step thing. He was the first video I saw of this. And so I understand why he's being put up as
a... While they cower behind their masks and hide who they are, we stand tall and proudly and voice our message to the world. Israel is not going anywhere. The Jewish people are not going anywhere.
See, I would say the same thing if I was an American flag in a foreign place. I would fight the same way. I'd be very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that those kids are doing it, like, let's just occupy and smash and berate and make them feel less until we make our demands met. Like, the last thing that drove me off this cliff for all this bullshit was that Berkeley, I believe they, you saw the lady I showed you that got arrested for making threats.
Mm-mm. What's wild is that they're taking their beliefs way too far and turning it into extremism with what they're doing with these protests.
There was a lady who made a bunch of threats to a town while she was saying she was going to chop their heads off. She went, ended up going to jail because she made so many threats about that this city needed to vote on a ceasefire for Hamas in Israel. A city in America needed to vote on a ceasefire like you had any power.
Mm-hmm.
Across the sea. And then she was threatening all these people, like, I hope we come to your houses and chop your f-ing heads off. That's her words. And so she got 27 counts of threatening, murder, et cetera. And now she's in jail. The judge threw the book at her real quick. Good for her. Like, you reap what you sow. Ha, here she is. Bakersfield, not Berkeley.
Regardless of whether you elect people into office.
Come on. Go away.
They'll backstab you. They'll let you die. And for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Threats of murder against Bakersfield City Mayor and Council members coming from 28-year-old Riddhi Patel.
That was a threat.
Ms. Patel, that was a threat.
Following the threats, Patel was escorted outside and placed under arrest, booked on 8 counts of felony threat with intent to terrorize, and 8 counts of felony threat against an official.
The only thing that I have seen that has changed in these last few meetings is that you don't like the criticism that you're getting from the community.
Patel among a group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. However, after the threat was made,
with all their Amazon bot,
the Liberation Front stated she's right. not one of their members, releasing a statement saying, in part, the group, quote, unequivocally condemns any statements that threaten public officials. The comments in question made by a speaker run counter to our values and do not represent United Liberation Front, end quote. While they condemn Patel's threats made that night, it's not the first time tensions between the group and city officials resulted in arrests.
So basically, they got Bakersfield to vote on a ceasefire, and Bakersfield agreed to vote a ceasefire into law. Yeah.
Even though knowing
nothing will come from
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then now the building catches fire in Southeast Bakersfield. That's a 9. Yeah, okay. But yeah, basically they voted it into ceasefire now. Bullshit.
Gosh.
So they got their way, but she's in jail, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you have Qatari official urges Israel and Hamas to do more to reach a ceasefire deal. Dearborn Town Council, other side. Once again, Berkeley is looking at you. Yeah, nobody cares. In everywhere in California, they are protesting like children. We want our way. We'll never be there. We're not going to do anything. Like, I'd guess more than one millionth of these people will ever see the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. They'll never care about it. Their children will never care about it. It'll never be on their minds more than it is right now for them to feel good.
Right.
They need to go back to their lives. It's not their fight. Making it their fight is not going to do anything. Israel and Hamas need to fight it out. Victor the spoils. Write the textbook. Move the f*** on. That's my opinion. America needs to stay out of it. We need to stop funding Israel because we're giving a bunch of money that we shouldn't be giving. I think Netanyahu is a crazy person, but that's personal beliefs. I don't think that the world's going to agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's some crazy people in the IDF that should be murdered, but again, not my choice, not my place. I don't think about it until shit like this comes up and forces me to.
Right. I mean, I still don't know a lot about it. It's something that I would have to do further research in order for me to come up with what my opinion would be on this entire issue.
Do you think it's all right for them to occupy the schools, shut down and block out Jewish students?
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like that's wrong. But like in terms of like specifically
Israel and Hamas,
what I think is going on in the US with like them occupying the college campuses and basically like almost shutting it down for the almost everybody, but specifically the Jewish students. I mean,
it's racist.
Yeah.
It's flat out racist.
Yeah. They're being anti-Semitic.
Yeah. For no reason that they're not involved in. I understand they want to be involved in something, but it's not a conversation. These media outlets are trying to speak to people. They will not let them in. And then they'll block them and shove them out the same way that they don't even understand the rights
mm-hmm.
that people have in America that you don't have there. These people think if they went over there, there's gays for Palestine. They went in and they destroyed the dean's office in one of these schools. And they wrote gays for Palestine all over the walls, lit fires. Gays for Palestine, you would be f***ing dead. They would put you on a spit.
Right.
Naked. Cook you. And then put you on the top of a tank, parade you around Gaza Strip.
Like, not everybody in the entire world has the freedoms that America has.
It's
wild that they're trying to, like, be like, oh, yeah, we're going to put our beliefs where we think they should go in, like, Israel, Palestine. I remember reading, I can't remember if it was a Reddit post or not, of this couple that had their daughter that came out trans. Mm-hmm. And their daughter was basically trying to like force them into doing like all these, you know, like parades and stuff, even though they were like being supportive of their choice. And the daughter was like, you're not being supportive enough.
Mm-hmm.
So with the, I mean, I don't know if it's real or not. I mean, it's a Reddit post, but
it alludes to,
it alludes to the fact that the parents were so fed up that the fact that the daughter wasn't recognizing how supportive that they were being. So the dad ended up buying their daughter a ticket to Russia with her grandparents, where that stuff is not messed with at all. For the fact that
that's the parents of the week. I'm going to dub it right now. Those parents of the week, a dose of real world activity.
Yeah. So they can see that not everywhere has
as freedom as you. You could be a f-ing astronaut in space in Arizona. Because you feel like it. You get to pretend. But the difference is knowing a reality where you're like, this is pretend. I need to make sure that I don't get lost in the fantasy. That, to me, is the trans identity. Like, you want to pretend, I'm fine with you pretending. Don't make your pretend my reality. That I don't have to justify and make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my reality versus yours.
Like, that's their beliefs. I'm fine with what they believe in. Just don't push your agenda on something that I don't want to be a part of. But I'll support them.
Exactly.
But
if they're a friend or somebody I care for.
Yeah, I'll be like,
I got your back 100%. Like, there was Eric, who was my previous manager, came out as trans, that he was with a trans man or a couple of trans men, that he would constantly talk about in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really weird. I'm like, that's great. I don't need to know. Like, but like, good on you. Cause we were great friends. I had assumed then ended up basically robbing me blind because they thought that I was oppressing him by having him run a store for me and make hundreds more dollars a day than he was supposed to because I was paying him very well. And I wasn't doing enough because he couldn't pay for everyone's surgeries. So agendas.
Yeah.
They don't have to mix with reality.
And I mean, like I said, any belief taken to one side or the other too far.
Extremes. Yeah.
Ends up being extremism. And they become extremists because they're just so stuck in that one side that they don't end up looking at the full picture of the of what's going on.
I have a very clear picture of how these people are going to feel in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
These people will regret their actions, write internal poetry memos to speak to these people that they're foreboding and just forbidding these people to go into their classes and their rooms just because they're Jewish. Next year, they're going to reach out and go, I am so sincerely sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I was caught up in the moment or the mania that we all were. And this is just not the right way. Or they're going to run off a cliff. Hopefully that's how my deep understanding of the moment is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
otherwise, why it's just going to be a toxic piece of environmental cancer that they're going to be injected into the environment.
That's why a bunch of these people are wearing masks and face masks is because they know that in the future, if it doesn't go their way, they could get called out for it and then risk their future job offer, you know, their future romantic relationships or whatever because of...
I wouldn't date any of those. 10 years from now,
mm-hmm.
none of them. You were part of the Hamas encampment? Your it would be packed the moment you left for work.
You're like,
out of my house. I'm sorry. I can't be with the Hamas encampment protester. The HEP was really bad and I didn't want to catch HEP.
God.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of the HEP movement. Even it's been 10 years. It's a really sour subject. I'm not Jewish, but you know, I don't want to catch any HEP protesting in the past. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not HEP C. It's HEP H and it's not good on the whole. Yeah. Hamas encampment protesters for Hamas.
Yeah. It's just not good.
Be a part of the HEP program. I'm going to get that made onto a shirt.
During business hours. HEP H.
The HEP program. The Hamas encampment project sponsored by During Business Hours. And it just looks like people screaming at Jewish students like, you know, with those memes.
Right.
I wonder how many of these people are going to start realizing the ideologies of like being a very privileged American who's on a scholarship that decides to vote for like Hitler. And you're like, oh man, like these atrocities mean nothing because he's just so cute. And he was, you know, called a bad artist when he was younger. So he's misunderstood. And they're going to be like, oh, I lost my scholarship, my life. I'm now doing junky stuff under a bridge with a guy named Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That's your future in 5 years. Not I was a lawyer, a doctor or whatever, because I went to class and did my sacrifice so much for my 46-hour homework a week lifestyle for 4 years. And I put in my time and I got my degree and now I'm working at McDonald's while paying off my student loans and the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different way your life could go. Put down the signs, put down the masks, get your ass back to class, and we'll see you as a member of society in 4 years. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you next time during business hours.